Imagine waking up to discover your computer has become smarter than you overnight. Far-fetched? Not according to Ray Kurzweil. In 1965, Gordon Moore observed that computing power doubled approximately every 2 years, a pattern that has held remarkably steady. This exponential growth isn't just a technological curiosity, it's the heartbeat of evolution itself. From the first fraction of a second after the Big Bang, when fundamental forces emerged at breathtaking pace, to the accelerating development of life forms on Earth, we see the same pattern: slow progress for long periods, followed by explosive change at the knee of the curve. We're approaching such a knee now. While other animals use tools, humans uniquely record and progressively improve technological knowledge, creating a kind of genetic code for technological evolution. This process has accelerated from taking thousands of years to develop basic stone tools to transformative technologies emerging in just a few years today. As we stand at this critical inflection point, Kurzweil's insights have never been more relevant. What happens when machines surpass human intelligence isn't just a philosophical question, but an imminent reality we must prepare for. The universe displays contrasting exponential patterns, some slowing down, cosmic development, and others accelerating, technological evolution. Kurzweil explains this through the law of time and chaos. Time moves in relation to chaos. When chaos increases, time slows. When order increases, time accelerates. Order isn't just the absence of randomness, but information serving a purpose. Evolution leverages chaos for options while building on increasing order, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. This produces the law of accelerating returns. In evolutionary processes, order, time acceleration, and returns all increase exponentially. Consider the chess legend, where the inventor requested one grain of rice on the first square, doubled on each subsequent square. By the chessboard's completion, this would require rice fields twice Earth's surface area. The first half was manageable, 4 billion grains by square 32, but the second half quickly became impossible. Computing power has experienced about 32 doublings since the 1940s, completing the first half of the chessboard. Now, entering the next century, we're moving into the second half, where developments will become truly extraordinary. Can an intelligence create another intelligence more intelligent than itself? Evolution, the process that created us, functions as a master programmer, designing millions of species through DNA's digital code. Yet evolution is remarkably inefficient, leaving 97% of genetic code non-functional, with the active portion containing just 23 megabytes, less than Microsoft Word. Despite its crude technique of random changes evaluated through organism survival, evolution has created complex designs through incremental refinements over vast time spans. But evolution has one critical deficiency. It's extraordinarily slow. While creating remarkable life forms over billions of years, human technological development has required only tens of thousands. In mere millennia, humans have created sophisticated technology that will soon match and exceed human intelligence. We've vastly outpaced evolution, achieving in thousands of years what evolution accomplished in billions. Human intelligence, itself a product of evolution, has proven far more intelligent than its creator. Similarly, the machine intelligence we're creating will soon exceed our own, at a pace that makes evolution look glacial by comparison. Building an intelligent machine requires three essential resources: algorithms, recursive search, self-organizing networks, and evolutionary algorithms, knowledge, both seed and learned data, and computational power. The human brain excels through massive parallelism, but is limited by its neural medium. By 2020, $2,000 of neural computer chips will match the brain's 20 million billion calculations per second. Memory capacity will reach human equivalent levels for $1,000 by 2023. By 2030, a personal computer will simulate a small village's brain power. By 2048, the entire U.S. population, and by 2060, 1 trillion human brains. As Moore's Law approaches its 2020 limit with near-atomic circuit dimensions, the industry will expand into three-dimensional circuitry and quantum computing. Quantum computing harnesses quantum mechanics for vastly superior computational power. A quantum computer with 1,000 qubits could represent 2 to the 1,000 solutions simultaneously, more calculations than a universe-sized conventional computer could perform in billions of years. Rather than simulating the entire evolution of the human brain, we can reverse engineer it, analyzing and copying nature's proven design. Human experts typically master 50,000 to 100,000 concepts in specialized fields, while general human knowledge encompasses around 100 million chunks of understanding. With 100 billion neurons and 100 trillion connections, we have roughly 1 million connections per knowledge chunk, far more than needed based on computer neural models. The immediate approach is understanding the architecture and algorithms of interneuronal connections in different brain regions. Since brain circuitry is repetitive within regions, we only need to scan representative portions to reverse engineer their parallel algorithms. Once understood, these algorithms can be implemented in synthetic neural equivalents operating millions of times faster than biological neurons. A more challenging but feasible scenario will scan someone's brain to map its entire neural structure, then recreating it on a neural computer. Initially, we'll see partial porting, replacing aging memory circuits and extending capabilities through neuroimplants. Eventually, people will port their entire mind files to new thinking technologies, vastly extending capabilities and multiplying memory 1 trillion-fold. Sexuality and spirituality are two ways humans transcend physical reality. We're discovering that direct brain stimulation can trigger feelings previously requiring actual experiences. Once neural implants become commonplace, we'll be able to produce virtual sensory experiences with associated feelings or even add entirely new emotional dimensions to experiences. Neuroscientists have identified a God module, a cluster of nerve cells in the frontal lobe that activates during religious experiences. As we map the neurological basis of spiritual experiences, we'll likely enhance these capabilities alongside other human functions. 21st century machines, based on human thinking, will claim consciousness and spiritual experiences. Given our tendency to anthropomorphize, we'll likely believe them when they report meditating or connecting with their spiritual dimension. The question of machine consciousness will ultimately resolve through social acceptance rather than philosophical debate. Machines will convince us they're conscious entities with agendas worthy of respect, much as we accept consciousness in each other. Our conception of aliens typically resembles ourselves, but visiting intelligent entities would likely be microscopic mergers of evolved species and computational technology, perhaps explaining why we haven't detected them. While intelligence seems irrelevant to cosmic mechanisms, it will ultimately surpass impersonal forces. Earth's computational density remains low. Human brains operate at about 2 calculations per second per cubic micrometer, while nanotube circuitry could be 1 trillion times higher, with only a fraction of Earth's matter currently used for computation. The law of accelerating returns suggests computational density will increase by trillions of trillions this century as intelligence spreads throughout the universe. The inevitable outcome is the merger of biological species with computational technology, the brain gradually replaced by more advanced systems. We stand at the precipice of the most profound transformation in intelligence since life began. The machines we create won't just be tools, they'll be our evolutionary successors, our children, and eventually ourselves.